Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the 13th day of December 2023, and you're listening to Financial Survival. As always, on Wednesday, we're going to bring up Wendy Wilson with another very interesting topic today. If something's come back in the play that we haven't heard of for many years, I'll let her tell you about that in just a minute. But before we do that, though, let's start with the metal reports and market reports. And all metals had a good day today. Metals were up. Gold was up $39 to 2019-20. Silver's up almost a dollar, 97 cents to 23.73. Platinum up $8 to 9.38. Palladium up $19 to 9.82. So metals did well. And it seems odd, the markets did too. Dow was up 450 points. To 37.27. NASDAQ was up 166 to 14,700. S&P up 56 to 4,700. So, I mean, what can I say? The FTSE was up 0.18% to 18,695. The DAX was down 0.15 to 16,766. Nikkei was up 0.25 to 32,926. Hang Seng was down 0.89 to 16,228. Oil was up a buck, 69.62. U.S. The DX was down 0.90 to 102.96. Folks, remember, it was up almost 106. The dollar dropped. 10-year yield was down 0.173 to 4.035. So, metals are doing well. Normally, when markets do well, metals don't do so well. The dollar was down, the gold is up. So, I keep telling people this, gold and silver do not change in real value. The dollar fluctuates around them, which is great. That means you can sell your ounce of gold at a huge profit. If you kept it, if you bought it in 2000, you already made over 600% profit on your gold. Think about that. Anyway, all those that are up to date now, let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson of Pocket Theory Herbs. And I know Wendy's always here with very interesting information. And folks, I suggest you pay attention and give her a call when she's through talking. Wendy, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and the listeners. Yeah, we're going to talk about whooping cough because it's back. You know, the pertussis bacteria that produces whooping cough has become a real problem, especially in the UK. And with holiday travel, you know that's going to spread. And it's not just for children, whooping cough. Adults are getting it too. So the pertussis vaccine was introduced in the 1950s. An estimated 60 to 64% of the UK population is already vaccinated with pertussis or your DPT. And 80% of the United States is vaccinated with pertussis. So if antibodies are truly generated by getting a vaccine, why are so many vaccinated getting ill with whooping cough? So this is the holiday season, and people are traveling globally. You can pick this bacteria up and then bring it on back home. Now, they're calling it the 100-day cough, Pastor Butch. This is the UK Metro News. They said Brits are complaining of a cough that won't go away. 3 months of coughing is stressful and causes fatigue. Adults usually get a milder version of pertussis disease, but pertussis is a problem for infants and children. Here's what the UK Health Security Agency said December this month. They said cases of pertussis have more than tripled in just a few months. They go on to say, this is UK Health Security Agency. They're saying whooping cough, pertussis is a bacterial infection of the lungs and breathing tubes. The infection can lead to a prolonged cough that is easily spread. And I mean easily spread. So a lot of air travel this time of year. Well, let me just see if I can quiz you, Pastor Butch. What is the most infectious surface on an airplane?
Well, you know, I read the other day it was the tray behind the seat.
That's it. That's it. Because
see,
you
see, I study. See, I
yeah,
did my homework.
Okay, so yeah, because you have to put the tray up to leave your seat to you get off the plane, and the cleaning crews don't clean it. They clean the floor, clean the seats out, and swab down the toilet, and that's it. Because they only have about 10 minutes to clean that plane before they load it back up. So here's what you look for. Whooping cough or pertussis can be mistaken for the cold and flu, and it's a slow-developing infection, beginning with maybe just a runny nose, a little sore throat and fever, usually a very low-grade fever. After about 7 to 10 days, your symptoms will change. You'll get a cough that can occur in bouts or worsen at night. Cough has a whooping sound in between the cough as you gasp for air. This is less common in babies or adults, but it's more predominant in young children to make that sound. Labored breathing after coughing. Infants may even turn blue or gray after they cough. Thick mucus can also cause vomiting, and adult coughing causes the face to turn red. And cough can last several weeks or months, and it's not contagious after the first 3 weeks, so you're going to be contagious for a while.
Wow.
So here's what health agencies are saying. How are they responding, trying to explain why pertussis is now rearing its ugly head, even when people are vaccinated? They say they're blaming it on a few things, but they're not blaming on the failure of the vaccine. They say lower immunity due to the COVID lockdowns and also lower vaccine compliance in childhood vaccines is what they're saying. Well, let's just look at the pertussis vaccine for a minute. There are a few versions of this vaccine, and we're told they provide protection against this whooping cough, but really, do they? The DPAT is for children to protect from diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, and then the TDAP for preteens, teens, and adults to protect them from tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. So how effective are these vaccines? Well, is scientific medicine really providing full disclosure on the effectiveness of these vaccines? Well, apparently the problem of pertussis infecting more people is really not new. Pertussis resurgence and vaccine failure are issues science has known for about at least 7 years. Here is a quote from Metro News. They say babies are routinely given the whooping cough vaccine at 8, 12, and 16 weeks as part of a 6-in-1 vaccine, and then at 3 years and 4 months, and then again at 4-in-1 for preschool booster. So that would be your UK reporting. The National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center said this November 2016. With the resurgence of pertussis cases among both vaccinated and unvaccinated patients, it raises the question about the vaccine's effectiveness. Now, let me tell you about a brave soul. I recall a conversation I had in the 1990s with the former chief virologist of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Morris. Now, Dr. Morris was an ethical physician. He told me his tenure at the FDA is where he inspected the clinical data of the vaccine research from the drug companies, which revealed that vaccines, if they give any immunity to any disease, He said it was fleeting at best, just a few weeks. So Dr. Morris was forced into retirement when he exposed the research fraud, stating there is no reliable proof that vaccines are effective in preventing disease. He accused his superiors at the FDA of blindly accepting drug company claims. Dr. Morris exposed the swine flu pandemic of 1976 as bogus on live TV. That was the Phil Donahue show. And he was promptly fired from his position. So here, vindicating Dr. Morris, is the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center. This is a statement, and also additional research supports him, too. This is November 2016, National Library of Medicine Biotechnology. It says, we identified good early vaccine effectiveness, which rapidly declined. Our study highlights the need to reevaluate our pertussis vaccination strategy. Dr. Brian Hooker and Dr. Neil Miller, Children's Health Defense, this appeared in the journal Sage, June 2020. They said the results definitely indicate better health outcomes among the conditions studied in the children who did not receive vaccines within their first year of life. These findings are consistent with additional research that was identified that vaccination is a risk factor for a variety of adverse health outcomes. And then Open Access said this April 2017, we found a consistent correlation between dose response of the vaccinated and several forms of chronic illness, and a significant association between vaccinated and neurological development disease. This supports the aspect that the current vaccination program can be contributing to higher risk of childhood diseases and morbidity. Premature births coupled with vaccination also associated with neurological development disease. So these poor preemies, they're vaccinating these preemies, and their brain is being affected. So Dr. Morris actually looked at the raw clinical data of the vaccine trials and not at the final report the drug companies handed to the FDA for approval. So he was trying to tell his superiors that the report wasn't simply an exaggeration, but they were being lied to. Tragically, they rejected his warning. Isn't that awful? So for 73 years, millions of people have been prompted and pumped full of these diseases in these serums. It really doesn't do what medicine says it will do. So the healthcare system and its professionals are deceived by the pharmaceutical companies regarding your vaccines. And this is why Dr. Morris told me it was all about money. The vaccines gave patients a false sense of protection when, in fact, it infects the body with disease to actually corrupt and weaken the part of the patient's DNA. So that's where people will have various responses to vaccines depending on where their weak DNA area is. So not everybody has the same side effect. The treatment of vaccines also provide the drug companies with and the medical establishment with guaranteed sick patients. So the research, if the research is questioned, your drug companies have very deep pockets and they can corrupt those individuals who approve their treatment. Dr. Morris has also disclosed that it wasn't just the swine flu vaccine that he objected to. It was also the flu vaccine, the common cold vaccine, the polio vaccine, and most vaccines for childhood diseases. And he provided documentation to his superiors at the FDA, but they rejected it. Now, the Washington Post said this July 2014. After leaving federal service, Dr. Morris was self-employed as a consultant to people who had been harmed or injured by vaccine treatments. So Dr. Morris was, in my opinion, the most gracious medical physician I had ever encountered. He was kind and generous with his time. We spoke for about 30 minutes, Pastor Butch. Wow. Now, he did pass away 19 years later on May 31st, 2014, at the age of 95. And he is survived by his wife, his four children, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. So now Dr. Morris, by his age, he was actually going to his medical training actually included nutrition, which, you know, the younger physicians didn't get. So what did our ancestors do? What did they do for whooping cough pertussis? Well, the old writings are saying they used thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, with immune support herbs. So thyme medicinally contains an antiseptic-like action and a germicide to kill pertussis bacteria and any kind of pulmonary issue. So the action in thyme, what has against pertussis is that it kills the bacteria and stops it from colonizing. It makes breathing easier and reduces spasmodic cough to improve your sleep. So hundreds of years of historical data have supported the use of this herb for pertussis and other respiratory illnesses, as well as for digestive problems and uterine issues. So there is like over 60 varieties, Pastor Butch, of thyme, but you really want the Thymus vulgaris variety. And young children can use thyme tea, or they can take doses by weight of the thyme tincture, which is a bit more potent. And you can add immune-boosting herbs with your thyme, like your echinacea root or astragalus root. Thyme tea can be also sweetened with a little honey for little kids, and herb teas are, like I said, not as potent as your tinctures. I've also found that a little organic unfiltered apple cider vinegar can help cut the phlegm that whooping cough produces. So even if it's an infant, you can use a little vinegar in a syringe and inject it into the side of their mouth, and it'll help them expel the mucus. There's another herb called lobelia that also helps you purge any kind of mucus from the bronchial tubes as well, so it's very helpful. So you're going to find thyme tincture, lobelia liquid, relaxation formula, and some other immune support herbs with us at Apothecary Herbs. We have pneumonia kits, formulas to address pandemic things, and our new product catalog is going to be here next, the end of the month. So we do have a winter sale. If people are stocking up with, we got pneumonia, we've got whooping cough, we got tuberculosis on the rise from immigrants coming into the country. So if they're stocking up, thyme is for your pulmonary whooping cough and for your TB as well. You also want to use pitcher's plant for any smallpox, and gentian root also if you get an Ebola outbreak. So you've got herbs that have these inhibitors to these types of infectious pathogens, and people just need to learn to start using them.
Can you imagine, Wendy, if scientists, true scientists, would invest the time and the billions of dollars into developing natural herbs, as our father says would work, instead of putting them in all these artificial medicines, what kind of healing we could have in this world?
Well, the longer I live and the more I research this and read journal articles and what's going on, like, okay, so we got a pneumonia vaccine and we've got a whooping cough, you know, pertussis vaccine that are pretty worthless. Most of those vaccines are worthless. That we even know the flu shot doesn't even work. So they're not really vehicles to protect you with antibody protection. They're vehicles to seed your body with illness so that the drug companies can sell you some medicine and the doctors can make some money on your visits to the office.
Right. Yes.
So this is how it's set up. But your doctors aren't aware of this. Most of them are not. Some will do some independent research after medical school, and they figure this out, and they quit vaccinating their patients. That's powerful. When scientists realize, hey, some of this stuff is not what it was, what we were taught, and they don't really get much. They don't get immune system education. They only get the chart when to give vaccines. They don't even know what's in vaccines. So things aren't what they seem to be is the point, you know. And we're enamored with high-tech and medical this and medical that. But, you know, beneath it all, it may not be so kosher. Just do your homework. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a sale, so it's 25% off. It runs through December, so this is a good time to stock up on your cold flu stuff and whatever else you need. Details are on our homepage, but if you have any questions, you can call 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or go to thepowerherbs.com.
As usual, another great program. Wonderful teachings. And again, you say it so many times, God give us what we need for healing.
Yeah.
People are just too perverted and greedy to use it and to develop it the way that would help people. There's more money in drugs.
Yeah, you'll be amazed once you start using them. It's like the world's best kept secret. It's like God's little miracle for you. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Wendy Wilson, thank you again. Give that summary and everything one more time.
Sure, then give us a call toll-free at 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com.
Well, I will see you next week, which will be tomorrow. So anyway,
okay. Take care
have
now.
A great weekend. Bye-bye.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're going to talk to Miss Melody Cederstrom now and also cover some other news information that I think y'all are going to want to hear. Melody, are you there?
I am. What a great day.
It is, and I was telling the folks that metals had a good day today, too.
Wow, did you see what gold and silver has done today?
Yes,
wow.
I did.
And you know what? That came in right maybe in the last half hour because it was starting to go down a little bit. And man, at the end of the day, boy, did we get a boost. $45 to the upside. We haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, it went up. It was 39 quarter to four when I saw it. So it went up another $6 after I reported. That's fantastic.
Yep. It's up right now in the New York spot price aftermarket. Gold's up almost $46, 2026. Silver's up $1.05, up 4.5%. Yeah. And they've done extremely well. Of course, the Dow is up 500 points, though, too. Breaching the 3,700, so that's a new record for that. And I'm so happy that everything is so good.
Hunky-dory.
It was all hunky-dory, yes. Peachy keen.
Yeah, you got that. And, that's great.
Yes, yeah, so, but you know, it all comes down to, as the Fed came out today, they're holding rates steady. And they're indicating three cuts coming in 2024. Three cuts.
So my point is, if everything is functioning fine now, why would you cut?
That's a good question.
So things are not as rosy. They need to cut. I mean, things come undone when once those 10-year yields got popped up over 5%. That's when things change. That's when they come back. That's when they make changes to bring those numbers down. That is the top that we can go without keeping the system from falling apart. That's my view. And, you know, I was just reading an article. I'm on a program tomorrow night, and I was trying to get, and it was talking about all of these, I don't know if I can pull it up here real quick. It is, bear with me here. It's about the world's poorest countries, or how they're buckling under $3.5 trillion in debt. And next year is going to be everything comes due. And what's happening in these, you know, I was just reading on it, so I don't have all the info programmed to memory yet. But these countries, they're spending more on servicing their debt than what's going into the healthcare for the people of their countries. And these are poor countries. The world's poorest countries, Africa, Latin America, Asia. And you know what? Wall Street was in there encouraging these nations to go into debt. And then you have China in there. As every time they got into trouble, they would come in there and bail them out, make loans to them. And yet it's all on the backs of the people of these countries. There's no health care. Nothing is coming for help. And yet nobody really cares. That's the sad thing. Nobody cares about these people. And yes, you can say, well, this is what happens to socialist nations and so forth and whatnot. No, this is what happens when you have bankers, when you have Wall Street, when you have governments that go into these nations and destroy them for wealth and power just to keep those countries going. They've abused these nations, you know. And yes, the corruption is deep in these countries because they are third world countries.
Of course.
And you know, they and countries like ours, they take advantage. And so all of the nations, regardless of what level you're on, they're all corrupt. And look what happens to the people.
The same is true of America. But, you know, the world has raped these third world countries of all their natural resources, everything they can get out of them. They raped them and worked the people to death for nothing. Of course, that's man's greed, and that's a corporate plan as far as the elite go. It's always been that way. It's just gotten worse. And America is going down the same path right now.
Absolutely, we are. And this is a sign, folks. I mean, you read about the world's poorest countries, and people can't grasp that it's happening here, too. Because you still, even though your standard of living is declining, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as these other countries. So I guess we still have it pretty good, don't we? And yet we let these people get away with it. And it's... You know,
well, there's nothing
else. They'll get away with it until the system collapses. The system will stop them. Yeah, the system will. When the system breaks, it'll stop them. But it's also going to break you. So
it'll be harder. A harder landing than I think any of us can imagine. I don't know when it's going to happen, and it's been going on gradually for a long time. I just talked to a friend today about his finances, my finances, how much they've took a hit in the last couple of years, and he's struggling. You know, he's a few years younger than me, and he's struggling to make the bills. He's not doing without anything, but he's struggling. And that's the people that were doing well will say we're not wealthy, but we're making it a little bit extra. A couple of years ago, Melody, right now struggling to make it. That's the difference. And sooner or later, if something doesn't change, they're going to start falling behind. I know you've been, when you're younger, playing ball, whatever, and you start running up through the field, and you get your head ahead of your feet. You're not falling yet, but you feel like you know you're going to. You're just trying to delay it as long as you can. That's the way I think people feel in this country today. They're off balance. They're trying their best not to fall. But it's getting tough for every month. I mean, is that a good analogy?
I think it is.
You know, I mean, we're getting tipped up with every step we take now, because every time I turn around, something's changing, something's going up. It's just frustrating beyond words. And speaking of frustration, new survey out. And most people already knew this had happened. Most everybody knows that the 2020 election was a fraud. And that's not the first one, but this is the main one. The survey shows more than 1 in 5 mail-in voters admit to cheating in the 2020 election. I'm not making this up, folks. In the 2020 election, more than 1 in 5 voters who submitted ballots by mail say they did so fraudulently. A survey from Rasmussen reports and the Heartland Institute reveals. The survey asked those who voted by mail in 2020 election if they filled out a ballot in part or in full or on behalf of a friend or family member, such as a spouse or a child, to which 21% said they had done so. Though many states allow voters to receive assistance while voting, the Heartland Institute notes filling out ballots on behalf of another person is illegal across the United States. In addition, 17% of mail-in voters in the 2020 election said they cast a ballot in a state where they no longer were a permanent resident. Folks, let that sink in. Yes, it was a set-up election, a violation of federal election law. Another 17% of mail-in voters said they signed the ballot on behalf of someone else, also a violation of election law. The results of the survey are nothing short of stunning, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute said in a statement. For the past 3 years, Americans have repeatedly been told that the 2020 election was the most secure in history, but if the poll's findings are reflective of reality, the exact opposite is true. The conclusion isn't based on conspiracy theories or suspect evidence, but rather from the responses made directly by the voters themselves. Mel, do you think this ever make the light of day as far as making a difference in society?
No.
I think you're right. I was hoping you'd say yes, but I have to agree with you. I don't see it happening. But they're coming out with polls proving that 20% of the vote was fraud. At least on the mail-in ballots, 20% was fraud. They admit to that. How much more was fraud? Oh, it's just hard to believe that we've fallen so far in our country. I know elections were stolen before. I realize that. But this was the most obvious, I think, in the history of this country of a stolen election. I do believe that. Any comments you want to add to that?
No. And I figured why it wouldn't make any difference is because there's so many people out there who think that, so what if it's just a little, it wouldn't change anything. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you found two that were illegal, that needs to be nipped in the bud and changed and addressed and investigated to make sure that there was only two. But they don't care.
No, they don't. Well, you have Rasmussen taking a poll like that. You think that would make some news, a headline somewhere, and not even on Fox. Not even on Fox, as I mentioned. And they're all in the same bunch. I mean, the Fox News is the same as ABC News. It's just they have a different pitch to make it sound more appealing to different people. It's all a con game. But this isn't making headlines anywhere at all.
No.
And maybe if it did, maybe if it really come out, maybe people get angry enough to say, hey, there's something wrong with this. We got to fix this.
Yeah, fix it. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It's just a sad situation. But, you know, because of this type of shenanigans that's going on, and it's not the first time I see it at all, 83% in new poll concerned about political violence. And I agree. For the first time ever, and I've always heard this, well, there's not going to be an election come time. I've always heard that, and I, okay. This time, I think there could be some serious repercussions before election time this year and next year. I mean that. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. Boy, it'd be nice if we went back to really had an election that was everybody considered fair and no undercover shenanigans going anywhere. It'd be nice if we do that. But America has become so divided, so polarized that no one trusts anybody anymore. And you can't blame them. I mean, it's not being paranoid. Let's look at the facts. It's happening, folks. A majority of Americans, a new survey, said they are concerned about political violence, with many linking the idea to the January 6, 2021 riots on the Capitol. The new poll from Navigator, a Democratic research firm, that's Democrats, folks, not a right-wing conspiracy theory, a Democratic research firm found that 83% of participants were concerned about the threat of political violence in the U.S. today. About 42% of the group said they are very concerned, while 41% said they are somewhat concerned. They also indicated they are worried about rising political violence in the future, with 85% expressing some degree of concern. I can understand that. In my lifetime, there's been times past when a president's elected, whatever, people may not, everybody didn't like him, but they went along because they assumed and thought there was a fair election. And they accepted what they got because another 4 years, maybe they could change it. But I think people are starting to realize things are not changing like they should in elections. I don't care which party gets in, Melody. Nothing's really improved a whole lot, has it?
No, it really hasn't. And you know what? It really is both sides, too.
It is.
I mean, because sometimes when I read these comments on various end of articles and so forth, it's like, can't believe the amount of hatred that is just floating around the bizarre statements, but mainly it's hate. And I'm not saying you have to like it, but you don't. I mean, it's so obvious. And, you know, sometimes you just hear what people say. There's a whole lot of anger out there. And it's more than just our politics. It certainly is a whole lot deeper than just the politics.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I've heard, you know, how many years? Past 30 years almost. Oh, yeah, we're not going to have an election. Oh, please.
I don't want, there's nothing really that I don't even know to begin to add to anything we said, because when that many people are concerned, it should concern all of us.
But I agree with you that who knows what's going to happen at this election. Number one, I know Biden is not going to be the nominee. Trump, big as his lead, it just baffles me. It just baffles me.
Well, again, only time will tell on that. I don't know. But it's just, I think the closer we get to the next election, we're going to see a lot of dirty politics. A lot of maybe.
But
anger,
you know what? Billions of dollars. Millions and billions of dollars is what it takes to get elected.
Oh, yes.
If somebody doesn't want Trump in there, they need to change the campaign finance laws. And that's just not to keep him out. That's to keep all these other crooks out. Money shouldn't be the motivator to be elected. That's another story. Go ahead, Butch.
Well, a man, we'll say a man of any kind of common sense or moral ability, most of them don't have the funds to even begin to even sign up to run, much less run. Most of the people this sounds awful to say this, but most people that are running for president are backed by millions, you said millions of dollars. To get that money backing, they had to do something to get that. I mean, they had to compromise somebody. So, folks, it's just the way it is.
Because that money given to these campaigns, it isn't for our country.
No, it isn't. It
No.
is not.
No.
So, I mean, it's for the benefit of the donor. They want something out of it, or they would not be giving the money. And that sounds awful to say that, but just the way it is.
Because if these people, these millionaires, if they really wanted a person in there, for the benefit of our nation, they could run their own ads, couldn't they? They could spend their money doing other things. It wouldn't have to go directly into the campaign, I don't think.
Well, again, this election, as you said, they're catching more and more fraud in it. You want to take us out? Go ahead.
Yes. Listen to this great music. We'll be right back.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Already, I guess I'll bring us back in. Melody must have took a nap.
No, I was this. I was just waiting for more music. Anyway,
wait, music
hi, quit. I'm here.
That music is relaxing to me as far as just to listen to the music. I like that. I do. Anyway, you go and kick it off. Seeing as how this is your program, act like you run the show.
It is? I
yes,
do?
Yes, it is, really.
Well, let me get my phone number out. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Gold is up $47 in the New York spot price aftermarket, and silver is up $1.05. So great day in the precious metals. Don't let it get away from you. Even though stock markets are making record highs and so forth, they're talking about it's not a good one yet. So we're not out of the woods. It might look that way. Does it feel that way to you? I have an article here where eggs are heading back up to $5.
A dozen?
Yep, or do.
Oh, my gosh.
More bird flu. Coming to a town near you. Yeah. So I'm glad they...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm glad they have this inflation battle under control.
Oh, me too. Me too. But for silver to go up over a dollar, that's a huge jump. That is huge.
Over 4.5%.
Yes, that's huge. It truly is. And that excites me, that the metals, that the egg going to $5 a dozen don't excite me at all. But thank God I still get fresh eggs, $1.50 a dozen, so I'm happy with that. But anyway, folks, I don't know what's going to change in the future, but I don't see it changing for the better. I just lay it on the line the way it is, okay? It can't happen. We cannot, the economy cannot be healed unless you take the steps to heal it. And they're not going to do that. Is that a fair statement, Melody?
Absolutely. I mean, just take a look at some of these countries. I mean, they're in such disarray. Argentina and Brazil, look what they're doing, trying to battle their problems. And guess who's feeling the biggest hurt? The people. Prices are going to go higher.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was Brazil's Lula or if it was Argentina, where they said, we can no longer just address the issues. We have to fix the issues. That's just like what we do. Every time there's a situation, it gets fixed or it gets addressed. It doesn't get fixed. They're not fixing the problems. We have never fixed our problems. We only put Band-Aids over them. That's all. To keep it from collapsing. To keep it. And you know, I guess Butch, to some degree, was that the thing to do?
Well, all it did was kick the can down the road. It didn't fix anything. It didn't fix it. But, you know, it's like putting a piece of bubble gum on a Boulder Dam to try to stop a leak. You know, it just isn't going to work. And it's Argentina, by the way. It's article, Argentina's Caputo announces peso devaluation to 800 per dollar spending cuts.
50%.
It says Argentina economic minister Luis Caputo said laid out a new government economic shock plan on Tuesday. Now, notice he said shock plan. That's what it is. It's going to hurt like you know what. Targeting public spending and a sharp currency devaluation that looks to defuse the country's worst economic crisis in decades. It is in a pre-recorded announcement, Caputo said the peso would be weakened to around $800 per dollar from the 365 now. The discretionary transfers to provinces will be cut to a minimum and public tenders will be halted. Caputo added that the government of Libertarian President Javier Milei would reduce energy and transport subsidies, though would double social spending for the poorest, a bid to avoid a rise in poverty already at above 40%. Folks, that's going to hurt. I mean, the devaluing the peso, cutting back on different things, it's going to hurt the people, like Melody said. It always does. Because it boils right down to those who pay the bills. That's us. Government doesn't pay bills. Understand, government does not pay bills. They don't earn anything to pay bills. They tax us to pay the bills. Government does not pay bills. That's just all there is to it. They're not going to do that. That's why they raise your taxes so they can pay more. They end up, it's always kind of frustrated me when people think, well, the government's got to pay its bills. No, it doesn't. It can't. We pay the bills. I mean, it's like me coming to see you, Melody. I need to pay my bills. How about give me some money?
Why don't you go to Cousin
thing.
Todd?
Do what now?
Go to Cousin Todd.
Yeah, Cousin Todd, though, that's right.
It's true. But people they think government is a separate entity that it's just...
It's independent. It's independent. Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
No.
It's a leech. All governments are leeches on a healthy body, folks. All governments are. Some governments turn into leeches that drain the body. And that's what all nations are doing.
That's what always upsets me with all these subsidies that go to all these. Oh, they have that new climate control out. Oh boy, there's going to be more subsidies than everything else. Even your Manchin. What's his name? Your senator
Manchin?
Joe
Manchin. Yeah.
You know, even he's coming out saying, "Hey, what they want to do to the with this new, there's something that's going to be released next week. He says he's going to find it with his climate control stuff. It's all going to be subsidies to all these people, to all these national corporations, thinking that they're going to do something to make it easier to go green. And who's paying for it? The people. What? You. It just baffles me.
It does me too. It does. And Ford test for EV adoption fails. Carmaker slashes production plans for electric F-150 in half. Folks, electric cars are just not catching on. They're not working to be as good as they thought they'd be. Less than a week after Elon Musk unveiled his apocalypse-surviving, Porsche-cut-out accelerating, bulletproof Cybertruck, Ford's EV effort is crashing when the Biden administration ignited fire of unaffordability and high costs. Having signaled in October during the Q3 earnings, call plans to adjust production of its all-electric vehicles and delay about $12 billion in investments due to softening demand for higher-priced premium electric vehicles, a memo to suppliers, which was viewed and reported first tonight by Automotive News, indicated plans beginning in January to produce an average of about 1,600 light trucks a week at its Baton Rouge Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan. Ford had planned for an annual production of capacity of 150,000 vehicles a year, or 3,200 a week. That means they cut it, folks, down to 1,600. That's half, of course. This means its production target for 2024 has been halved. We'll continue to match production with new customer demand, the Ford spokesman said. So anyway, they're not moving. People do not want them. They don't see the benefit of them. And it's frustrating the greenies all over the world. The COP28 didn't turn out to be as good as the greenies thought it would. They're frustrated. Nothing seems to be moving in their direction right now. Matter of fact, we'll cover in a minute where farmers in France are dumping manure on government buildings because they're getting tired of this hoax they called global warming, getting tired of it. So, yeah, we're on the verge of a lot of uprisings across this world. One in every five U.S. children does not have enough food to eat as the global food crisis intensifies. This is Michael Snyder. We tend to think the global food crisis is something that is happening on the other side of the world. And it's certainly true that there are vast hordes of impoverished people that are desperate for food in other areas of the planet right now because hunger is spreading like wildfire in poor countries. But the truth is that hunger is spreading rapidly in the United States as well. According to a report that was just released by the USDA, a whopping 44 million Americans now live in food insecure households. The number of people living in food insecure households in the United States in 2022 increased but to 44 million, including 13 million children, according to a report released today by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is an increase. Now, folks, listen to this. This is amazing. In a year's time, this is an increase of 31% for all individuals and 44% for children from the previous year. Melody, isn't that something?
It is.
I mean, 31% increase for all individuals, 44% for children in a year's time. But Bidenomics is working so well. Everything's just rosy. It's the highest rate in number of individuals and children since 2014 and largest one ever increase in the food security since 2008. So exactly what are food insecurity households? That is just a politically correct way of saying that they don't have enough food to eat.
Yep.
That is absolutely a sad situation. It truly, truly is. There's nothing that breaks my heart more than thinking about children, especially, having to go to bed with empty stomachs.
And supposedly the wealthiest nation on earth.
Exactly. I agree. And French farmers dump manure on government buildings to protest climate hysteria. French farmers are dumping vast quantities of manure on government buildings to protest against excessive environmental regulations that threaten their way of life. And I don't understand it. Folks, if we don't have farmers, we don't eat. Think that through for a minute. The farmers are protesting against excessive regulations and climate hysteria, technology that threatens to ruin their livelihoods, as well as a EU ban on liposite. Roads were also blockaded and vehicles set ablaze. Hundreds of farmers also blocked roads near council buildings around Saint-Brieuc. Farmers carrying signs that said, "France, do you still want your farmers?" And without support, France is starving. spray manure on the offices of the Brittany Regional Council in Rennes. They have also been clashes with police. One organization leading the protest said that the demonstration will remain complete as long as the government does not provide French agriculture with all the means allowing it to be fully involved in the food, energy, and environmental issues of the future. The Netherlands have been rocked by similar protests in recent years against limits on nitrogen emissions that would have led to the shutdown of thousands of farms. That played a huge role in the populist Geert Wilders soaring to a victory in the last month's election. People are getting fed up with this green stuff, and God bless them. I'm glad to hear that. Melody,
yes.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
I mean, God bless them. I'm so glad that somebody has enough guts to stand up and say, this is enough. We've had it. Get off our backs, out of our pockets. Yemen announces a blockade of shipping to Israel. How will navies respond and global shipping react? Folks, that's huge. That's an act of war. Actually, it really is. In this episode, Mercoglanio, maritime historian at Campbell University and former merchant mariner, discusses an announcement by the Yemeni armed forces, the blockade of ships destined to Israel, sailing through the Gulf of Aden, Bahab, Madab, and Red Sea. So Yemen is getting ready to block the ports of Russia. They cannot get or ship, cannot get things in or ship things out. That is literally an act of war, Melody.
Yes.
That should concern all of us. Because that's spreading across the Middle East. And Hamas threatens violence against Americans everywhere in chilling new video. Folks, this is only the beginning. If something is not done quickly, we're going to see so much chaos in this country, people are going to be afraid to leave their houses. Hamas has threatened violence against Americans everywhere in their latest horrifying statements. Speaking on memory, senior official for Hamas, Zami Abu Zuni, calls for the acts of violence against the USA and also the UK. Zuri's comments came as tensions over the Israeli-Hamas war intensify, with pressure growing on Israel to stop the fighting. Meanwhile, more stories have continued to come out about the terrorist group's brutality since October 7th attacks, which left hundreds of innocent people dead or seriously injured. The new chilling threat could put the lives of hostages at risk. Speaking on Emory, Zuri said, when Blinken is justifying the killing of women and children, the sons of our nation should say to them, you are the enemy, just like Netanyahu, and you must pay the price, just like Netanyahu. We should keep this in mind. We're running out of time. Anyway, folks, it doesn't look good. It's spreading. If something doesn't happen very quickly, this world's going to be in a conflict that no one ever wants to dream about happening. Melody, take us out.
And, you know, I mean, Netanyahu, I mean, he's not backing down in any way. Even Biden is beginning to say, hey, you know. But it's all crazy, and they're never going to come to a deal. They're out there to take over that territory, period, and I think that's their goal. So, but anyway, folks, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And we'll be here tomorrow, so make sure you tune in and be safe tonight. And until then, have a great evening. And God bless. And I think I got about 4 seconds left, so... good night again.
There you go.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.